Hot, hot, hot. An analysis of fossilized Galapagos corals shows the current Super El Niño is the strongest in 1,000 years. / Ars Technica. When power is mobilized by an appliance to do work, heat will be shed somewhere, keeping a Parisian apartment cool during record heat waves. / Places Journal. A guerrilla subway heat operative finds New York subways are getting hotter, with some stations reaching a real feel of 132 degrees Fahrenheit. The Guardian. Vomit, human feces, and pig heads are among the items Waymo workers say they've cleaned out of the vehicles. / Bay Area Current. So far, AI has actually created more jobs than it's destroyed, but companies may yet use it to de-skill employees and drive down wages. / Jacobin. See also, taste isn't as ineffable as Silicon Valley would have you believe, and history shows it can come down to training. Asterisk. Khalifa Sané finds connections to AI in the 1970s split among musicians over synthesizers, with many loudly proclaiming their refusal to use the new technology. The New Yorker. A history of the musical stutter, which has probably existed since the dawn of time, but at least since Jeffrey O'Hara's KKK Katie in 1918. Pitchfork. If you enjoy these headlines, please join us as a sustaining member to support what we do and unlock access to paywalled links. Visualizing the growing number of satellites orbiting Earth. Of the more than 34,000 objects in low orbit, over 10,000 are part of Starlink. The Wall Street Journal. The battle over whether Pluto is a planet still rages between astronomers and planetary scientists, the latter still refusing to call it a dwarf planet. The Guardian. Once a two-week affair, the U.S. Open now stretches into a third week, and the USDA's CEO may only be half-joking when he says 4 weeks is the goal. / Associated Press. See also, on the one-handed tennis backhand, and an appreciation of Roger Federer's mastery of the now-endangered shot. The New York Times. According to a new study, blue light, such as the kind we're bombarded with by our phones, computers, and televisions, impairs our ability to distinguish fine detail. / University of Georgia. Citing ideology, the U.S. Embassy in the Dominican Republic removes a Kehind Wiley painting and is looking into whether it can be sold. Hyperallergic. See also, our 2008 gallery and interview with Kehind Wiley. Why is it that Eurocentrism is still the dominant material means of recognizing what's culturally valid? The Morning News.